Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged federal election case is expected to set a trial date today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial until 2026 due to the size of the paperwork. The Justice Department has pushed back on that, requesting and arguing it would deny the public its right for a speedy trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is pushing for a January 2024 start in what Trump and other lawmakers are calling election interference. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. During a training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Last year, in two separate crashes, nine Marines died, also in Osprey aircraft. The corruption prosecutor in Ukraine that Joe Biden got fired, or Ukraine wouldn't get $1 billion of your tax money, says it's the Bidens that are corrupt.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin accusing President Biden, his son Hunter, and Burisma of corruption. Shokin tracked down and interviewed by Fox News host Brian Kilmeade. Shokin claims he was poisoned twice by his enemies who've been trying to silence him. Shokin, who is 70 years old, says he was fired for investigating Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company where Hunter Biden served on the board. In a clip from 2018, then Vice President Biden admitting Ukraine would not be getting $1 million from the United States if the prosecutor wasn't fired. The Biden White House maintains Shokin is the person who is corrupt. I'm Laura Winters.
It should be noted Joe Biden's son Hunter was on the board of directors that Shokin was investigating for corruption. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A hurricane is expected to make landfall in Florida this week.
Forecasters say Idalia will strengthen into a hurricane with the potential for 100-mile-per-hour winds. The worst is expected north of Tampa.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for 33 Gulf Coast counties. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says heavy rain will be felt well beyond the Sunshine State.
That's Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even reaching into Southside Virginia.
The Cat 2 hurricane could lead to outages, especially around Tallahassee, DeSantis said. I'm Jerry Barmash.
President Biden is warning a new round of mandatory COVID shots could be coming your way.
While vacationing in Lake Tahoe, President Biden announced his intention to seek extra financial support from Congress to advance the creation of a new COVID-19 vaccine, hinting that it may be required for all Americans.
Not decided finally, but tentatively. It is recommended that, as would like to be recommended, everybody get it, no matter whether they got it.
The Associated Press reported that experts anticipate the formulation of an upgraded COVID-19 vaccine targeting a specific variant of the Omicron strain referred to as XBB.1.5. This new vaccine represents a departure from the current combination shots. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, We Are USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're going to have Mike O'Neill here in just a moment. He is the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal. And we're going to talk the Hunter Biden case. I understand, again, over the weekend, people at times would, you know, bring this up and going, you know, what has taken them so long? I mean, how much more evidence do we need here? And, you know, in terms of the due process, I mean, compared to what they did with President Trump when he was president of the United States, you know, one phone call and, you know, some, you know, irritated people because all of a sudden they realized they weren't the boss, that, you know, the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, how dare he? You know, tell them how to conduct their business. And here they pitch a fit and we end up getting involved in you know, an impeachment. And then even before then, we get the Russian delusion, you know, brought into play, which clearly I believe most people, although there are some people that have not caught up with the reality. I mean, it's hard to understand. I mean, this has been really accepted. It's been proven time and again what Hillary Clinton did in depositing Oppo Research into the body politic and polluting the political waters. And, I mean, she did this. I mean, how shameful that, I mean, I understand, look at, politics is politics, but when it's so dirty, and I mean, this is like filthy dirty, and what this has done, because it puts us as Americans at each other's throats. It disunites us. And here's somebody, supposedly, who has the ambition of being the president of the United States, and she's so desperate to win that she would do something like this. You know, it just astounds me. It's kind of like, you know, with what happened, you know, during Watergate and Richard Nixon. It's like, why would you do that? Why would you even go near something like that and break the law because you're so desperate to be president, especially at the time when Richard Nixon was polling so high? It still astounds me. But that aside, here it is. This is what Hillary, this is what the Democrats did, in much the same vein that Harry Reid did, you know, with Mitt Romney. Remember, he said, you know, he lied about his income tax and, you know, it came up with some, you know, just incredible narrative. Now, most people understood it for what it was, but yet the Democratic side, oh, this gave them, you know, this gave them all kinds of fodder. And they lit it up along with the mainstream media, because the mainstream media has not just been carrying the water for, you know, Joe Biden. They've been doing it for the Democrats forever. And so they bought into this. And, you know, and as Harry Reid laughingly exclaimed in the well of the Senate, well, he didn't get elected, did he? OK, so this is how they play. And don't think that they're going to stop. I mean, they utilized a pandemic. We've got threats of another pandemic on the horizon. And you say, oh, man, we've seen this bad movie again, and we've seen this. Or what are we going to do this time? Are we going to yield for the sake of security and all the narrative. And you know, of course, they would suggest that you and I even talking about this matter right now is a realm into disinformation. It's not disinformation. It's information that we need to digest. And like all things, you know, before they got into control, we could actually consider a proposition, digest it, and come back with ideas that worked effectively. You know, as somebody said the other day, I thought it was quite interesting, says here in this country, you know, amazingly, you can get arrested or lose your medical license if you talk about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, right? Now, think about this by comparison. Yet, we allow fentanyl, we allow the government, the Biden administration allows fentanyl to come in record numbers, killing people, and somehow that's okay. I mean, isn't that weird? This is how upside down we are right now. And I don't care if you're a Republican, if you're a Democrat. I mean, this isn't about politics. This is just about the security of the American people at large. And the people that supposedly are in a position to make the right decisions and protect us, they're not protecting us. Everything is political. Let's just bring it down to, you know, politics, just so that we can stay in control. This is what's going on. And here we are, you know, in an election season for a general election coming up in about a year and a half. And we've got the leading candidate of one party being attacked three ways to Sunday, being indicted left and right. I mean, what's next? You know, small city, USA, some little blue city, all of a sudden is going to indict the former president on some ground that they made up. And, you know, why not? You know, let's make a name for myself. You know, I want to demonstrate to people how much I hate Donald Trump. So let's go ahead and do this at the risk of obliterating this this constitutional republic. They don't care. They really don't. And they don't care about me. They don't care about you. That's what this all comes down to, because if they did care, they would trust that we, the people, the consent of the governed, are smart enough to know who to choose based on experience, based on the information. And it's tough to get good information. I get that. Social media oligarchs, I mean, they've made it clear. You know, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. I mean, that promise was made back in 2016 by the head of Google, in tears, telling his staff, this will never happen again. Well, little did we know to what diabolical measures they would go in order to make sure that the people's votes didn't count. Because in their eyes, you know, ladies and gentlemen, they wholeheartedly believe this. They believe that the American people are too stupid to choose for themselves. They really do that in their arrogance, in their elite, arrogant ideas of themselves. They think, oh, you know, I went to Yale, I went to all these Ivy League schools, and I'm so much smarter than everybody else. And the fact of the matter is, as Jordan Peterson says, and I remind you of this, it doesn't matter what level of life you are, what level of intellect you may have, but if you become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid, your intelligence is worthless. Your IQ is worthless because you've become so ideologically fixed. And I would dare say this even as well, is you turn your back on God, because God is wisdom. That's where we get wisdom. Okay. And so many of the elites find themselves as atheists or agnostics. They say, you know, why should I believe in God? Okay, well, you know, it's a fair question to ask. But when you take your tools and wherewithal, not believing in God, not believing in the founding documents of this country, you're dangerous. And this is what's happened. We have too many dangerous people within our government who don't believe in God, who is the beginning of all wisdom, and we've got all these stupid things going on in our country. I mean, this stuff is just really flat out stupid. And to hear them support this should tell you more than you need to know. And you want to put the future of your life, the future of your family, the future of your community, of your country, in the hands of these godless people? Really? You think that works? It's never worked in the history of man, and we're seeing firsthand here in America, in today's modern America, what that looks like. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is celebrating its 77th birthday this month. After 7 decades of global ministry, I marvel at how God has expanded the reach and used the Tide broadcast to share the good news with an ever-increasing number of people. The longevity of this ministry is remarkable, and we give all glory to God. It really shows that there is an ongoing hunger for the gospel all around the world. Here at the Tide Ministry, we believe that the gospel has the power to change the lives of all people in every nation, and our passion is to help as many people as possible find new life in Christ by telling them the good news about Jesus in their own language and helping them to embrace Christ as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez here. We got Mike O'Neill with us, the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. As I was mentioning, Mike, you know, people are getting anxious, you know, and right. Anxious in a way of, look at all this information. I mean, how much more evidence is required? Over the weekend, it appears that it is inevitable that one of the first things that the House will do is that they will move to impeachment inquiry, right?
Right, right. And it's interesting you were talking about the American people being the ultimate judge and jury here. And this is what I was thinking about. I was thinking about, we know everything about Donald Trump, right? Everything in his entire litany, everything he's ever done. We know the color of underwear he was wearing in November of 2020, for heaven's sake. But what we don't have a full picture of is what the Biden family's been up to. We don't know the extent to which Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, the president, let's keep in mind, who's the president of the United States right now? It's Joe Biden. It's not Donald Trump. So Joe Biden, the extent to which he was involved in all his son and Hunter Biden's machinations, all of his really criminal activity that he's engaged in for years. And we don't know the extent to which the president, serving as vice president back under the Obama administration, used his influence, used his name, used his connections to effectuate wealth for not only his son, but for his entire family and for himself. And this is really what we're getting at with all of this Hunter Biden stuff. And it really takes a backseat to the Donald Trump stuff. But I think what's really important, and this is the point you were kind of hitting on just a few minutes ago, is the extent to which the American people are being sold a bill of goods here. We are not the American people should be the jury in this case. It shouldn't be the jury in Fulton County. It's not the jury in New York City or in Florida or in Washington, D.C. We need to know. We know the facts about Donald Trump. We know everything that he's been involved in. We know the media loves to play this up and tell us every single thing. Prosecutors, local prosecutors, federal prosecutors have aired all of Donald Trump's business for everybody. Mm-hmm. But we don't have the facts of what's going on with Joe Biden, the president of the United States. The American people should be the jury of this. They should decide in November 2024 who will be the president going forward.
Well, the thing I think is interesting here, Mike, is that the media doesn't realize the job that they're doing, you know, for the American people. They're actually conditioning the American people because of what they present about Donald Trump. Like you say, there is so much about Donald Trump that we know or that we're told to know about him, whether it's true or not, regardless. This is what you are going to believe about Donald Trump. So here they've conditioned we the people to think a certain way. And so why wouldn't that transfer in considering, you know, the case for the Biden family? Because like we said 2.5 years ago, you know, Hunter Biden's coming off the plane with his dad. Okay, now we know that he's been on the plane. I mean, this guy's so cheap. He can't even fly, you know, on his own dime. He's using the people's plane, Air Force Two, 13 times. And then you're going to tell me on these 13 times that it's not even plausible for me to consider that there was any connection between, you know, any kind of business dealings there. Because what we knew, you know, from reports of Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine and The Post and others, is that Biden would fly into a country, and then, you know, now we're finding out because of IRS reporting and documentation that what followed shortly thereafter was money to Hunter Biden.
Exactly. And we know the president participated in at least 20 phone calls. You know, he called in. I don't know how often. I'm a 48-year-old man. I'm around the age of Hunter Biden. I don't know how often I have my father call in on business phone calls I'm involved in, for heaven's sake. So what we know that he's participated, the president, well, the vice president, Joe Biden, the president now, participated in at least 20 phone calls. We know that the Department of Justice, look, a couple articles came out late last week. We know a couple articles came out saying the extent to which the Department of Justice has done everything they can to stymie and scuttle this investigation. And but for those IRS, those brave IRS whistleblowers who testified in front of the House Oversight Committee, we show that there was a direct link to their testimony and this kind of putting the heat on the Department of Justice not to enter into this sweetheart deal that they were poised to enter. That the testimony of the IRS agents combined with the smart judging of the judge in Delaware who said, look, this deal is unprecedented. DOJ, are you comfortable with entering into it? But for those individuals, a judge and a couple of IRS whistleblowers, Hunter Biden would be off scot-free from an investigative standpoint.
Exactly. Well, Mike, this tells you how dirty this thing is, because they're so desperate to cover this up that they're going after a candidate from a major party and doing everything they can to distract people from dealing with the Biden family business here. And the thing is I think there's so much more to come. that this could be a vein to a mother load of corruption that goes far beyond the Biden family. It's almost like deja, the way I look at it, Mike, and you can give your input on this, is that when Watergate occurred, my thought at the time was, if it's gotten this bad that you can do this kind of stuff out of the Oval Office, how bad is it everywhere else? I mean, this is the kind of corruption that metastasized quite easily. And so there had to be other parts and other tentacles of corruption. And they didn't quite get down to it. You know, they were satisfied to get Richard Nixon out of the White House. And so, things roll on. And meanwhile, the Democrats and the Democratic Party have found a way, especially in light of their association with the mainstream media, social media, all that's been aligned, corporate America, the administrative state, the deep state, in the many levels of the deep state, they've all come together. And my goodness, it is a force against, people like you and I that think, oh, we still believe in the Constitution, right? And man, the Constitution is so far in their rear view window. They think, oh, let the peons think about the Constitution. We'll let them play. But meanwhile, we're going to be the string pullers of this administration, and we're going to control everything. And we'll kneecap Donald Trump. We'll get him out of the way. We'll do whatever possible, because we're not about to give up control that we have fought for decades. That we've, in other words, they believe that America belongs to them, Mike. This is how arrogant they are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's a war on truth. And yeah. I think you have two bodies now. Look, let's take a stack of the field here, an examination of the field right now. We have two individuals. We have the special counsel, who incidentally was the U.S. attorney for Delaware, who now is tasked with investigating this matter. I mean, we're going to see where that goes. Skepticism abounds regarding that.
Yeah.
Then you have the House Oversight Committee, and you have the House of Representatives. So the House Oversight Committee is continuing their investigation. They're on a break now, but they're going to pick it back up in the coming weeks. However, we're going to see loggerheads is going to exist now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the special counsel and the Biden family going to be able to put up a wall and say, look, there's a special counsel investigating this. Now we're not going to cooperate with the House Oversight Committee investigating. And the extent
exactly.
to which we're going to have a conflict of laws here, who's going to have the power? Is it going to be the House of Representatives, or is it going to be the special counsel? Is this special counsel's investigation going to be honest and forthright? Doubts abound again. This is an individual
exactly.
who has been investigating the family for years, was poised to reach the sweetheart deal, has let statute of limitations run on certain charges for Hunter Biden. So there's a lot of questions resolving. But again, ultimately what needs is truth. We need to see truth, and the American people should be allowed to cast their votes. We should not criminalize the political process regarding President Trump. We should have a full airing of the facts, and the American people should be able to decide who will be our next president.
Well, Mike, I think you're exactly right when you talk about the truth. I mean, it was even Blumenthal, the Democratic senator, who said that falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So, the special counsel, Weiss, has been compromised three ways to Sunday. I mean, his association with the Biden family goes back for ages, worked with Bo Biden. He is linked to the Bidens big time. And here he is failing to do his job, and allowing Hunter Biden to get away, and I don't know, is there any remedy in this, or because the statute of limitations has expired, that's it, we got to live with it?
Well, there are some charges on Hunter Biden that are still existing. Perhaps new charges will be brought if there's other crimes that are uncovered. But again, ultimately here, it's the extent to which the president, President Biden, was involved in these affairs, and the American people deserve to know the answers to those questions.
Well, without a doubt. Michael, how can people be in touch with you through the Landmark Legal?
Check out our website, landmarklegal.org, and you can check out our Twitter handle at Landmark Legal Foundation.
Michael O'Neill, he's the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged federal election case is expected to set a trial date today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial until 2026 due to the size of the paperwork. The Justice Department has pushed back on that, requesting and arguing it would deny the public its right for a speedy trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is pushing for a January 2024 start in what Trump and other lawmakers are calling election interference. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. During a training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Last year, in two separate crashes, nine Marines died, also in Osprey aircraft. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I got to share with you that having this unique platform where we get an opportunity to interview people from all walks, it is such an honor and privilege. And our next guest is someone that I have been trying to connect with ever since she was elected as lieutenant governor to Virginia. And it is an honor to have her on with us now. We're going to be talking about her new book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. She's the first black woman elected to statewide office in Virginia. And she shares in her memoir how her Christian faith, unwavering patriotism, and fervent commitment to conservative principles propelled her to serve and sacrifice for her country and a better future. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me. It is my honor because we're supposed to make ourselves available as leaders, after all.
Well, we appreciate your story. I mean, you know, from Jamaica to the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, by the way. I'm an E4 with you, by the way, just so you know. We share that in common.
Yes.
So,
Semper Fi, do our job.
Yes, Semper Fi, amen. And here you are, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Virginia. And this book, How Sweet It Is, why did you have to write this book?
Well, you know, when you're making your case to the voters, you have to tell of yourself on why you and why you would be good for the job. And so, you know, you start giving some of your life experiences, and enough people have said to me, you know, you ought to write a book. We think you might be able to, you know, give some inspirational points to people. And I just poo-pooed it until I thought, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I have something to give. And so that's why I wrote the book. That, you know, I've risen from the ashes so many times, and it's to say that we will be overcomers. We can move forward in spite of tragedies that happen to us, and America's the place to do it, and God is the one who will help us get it done.
I'm so impressed with your family, your great-grandparents, your grandparents, you know, and I think this is, in a sense, part of the culture of Jamaica, isn't it?
Yes, grandparents are very much involved in children's lives, and so mine wasn't so special. There they were, and they were given a lot of credit. You know, whatever grandma, grandpa says, that's what normally goes. So, you know, they have all that wisdom.
Yeah, and there was no doubt that they looked at you as a bit of the chosen child. You know, as I read your story, right? I mean, there was just something special about you and their love for you.
Yes, well, I was of the last of the grandchildren, actually. There, when you're looking at the tail end of the grandchildren, and then came the great grands. So it wasn't so much that I was special, except that, you know, when you're the older ones have started to grow up and now you have the tail end of grandkids and it's just new life, new life added to the family, and they hang on to you a little bit more. So there were two other grandchildren after me, and then that was it. So that was, you know, we got most of the love and all of this, and it was just wonderful. They had time. The grandparents had time to infuse us with knowledge.
See, the thing is, when you got all the previous grandchildren that paid the price and took the grandparents through the learning curve, I mean, here you are, the beneficiary of all the years of experience and the wisdom, and as you said, the time, and of course, at the time when you came into this world and born into Jamaica, your own family was hitting on some tough times. I mean, your dad had to leave and immigrate to America in order to support the family.
Yes, and some of his siblings had already moved to England because it was easier to get to England than it was to America, because, remember, we were still in Jamaica. We were British citizens, not Jamaicans, just as America was so long ago. But then he thought, no, his fortunes would be better in America. So he applied and begged and gave documents and did all that was necessary to come, waited his turn. And as it turns out, he came just 17 days before Martin Luther King Jr. gave his I Have a Dream speech.
It's not as if
the struggle wasn't unknown to us in Jamaica. In fact, I remember being a little girl, and it was my job to dust the picture of Martin Luther King Jr. hanging on the wall. Most Jamaicans had a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. hanging on the wall. So he still decided America, in spite of everything, all of her faults, was the best place for him to restart his life. Can you imagine that? At the height of the civil rights movement.
That's amazing. And here he is, like you said, took his God-given talent. He leveraged it, ends up becoming a jet mechanic for Pan Am.
Yes.
Who would have thought, right?
Put himself through school.
Yeah.
Through school. Is it any wonder education is such a big deal for me?
Right, exactly. Well, and that's what's been proven, you know, time and time again, and has become your passion. And I believe it's why you and Governor Youngkin won so decidedly in Virginia. But the fight is still underway. It's not over, is it?
No, you know, we've got some renegade school boards that do not want to listen to the duly elected governor. And he, you know, when he said, all right, we're going to get rid of masks. If you want a mask, you mask. If you don't force anybody else to, you know. They took him to court. And, so here we are again. He said that you're not going to, school boards, make policies that separate parents from their children with this transgender issue, and we're going to respect everyone, we're going to give everyone the privacy they deserve, and we're going to give every student the dignity that they deserve. So, believe it or not, people have problems with that. Can you believe it's controversial for parents to be involved in their children's education? So, yeah, here we go. But, you know, we couldn't have won in Virginia had we not had Democrats who jumped to our side and said, you know, you can talk about party loyalty all you want, but when you're talking about my child, all bets are off.
Exactly. you know, Lieutenant Governor, it may be a positive thing that the Democrats have wasted a lot of ammunition and really have exposed themselves to such a degree, like you said, that there's such a clear contrast, because there are some, you know, some lines of demarcation that you cannot cross. And the Democratic Party seems to not care about those lines of demarcation, especially when it comes to kids. Those are one of those things that it transcends party. It's about family. It's those core values that are so entwined in the American dream, isn't it?
It is. You know, Bill, when I put my school choice bill through this year, we had enough Democrats. We started it in the House because we control the House, so we figured maybe we'd be able to get it through. Mm-hmm. We don't have the Senate. And we have elections this year, and we in Virginia, as Republicans, we want to win back the Senate and keep the House. So anyway, this session, January through March, I put my school choice bill in for parents to be able to decide where to send their children to school. Well, we had public school teachers who are elected in that education committee. They send their children to private school. Bill, private school.
Yeah.
And they stand
that tells
in the way,
you. Right.
Yeah, they stand in the way of other parents who don't have the means, so that these parents can't do the same thing. Now, Bill, I don't know about you, but if I go to a restaurant and they tell me that the cook doesn't eat there, he eats
yes.
down the street, I'm going down the street.
I'm down the street. I'm with you. Exactly. Yeah, no, it's...
What do you as a public school teacher know that you are not willing to put your child in public school? You will pay for them to go to private school.
Well, this is one of the, yeah, and this is one of the positive things, Lieutenant Governor, that we were able to have the veil taken back in terms of the educational system because of COVID. As bad as COVID was, it really forced the parents, the families' eyes to be open to what is happening in our classrooms.
And you and I, Bill, understand, and the veterans out there understand that, you know, there's a big world out there waiting for our children, except
yes.
it's not waiting for our children. Either they're ready to face the world or they're not. And part of that world are our foreign adversaries.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. We got to go to quick break. More from Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. It's back to school season, and teachers, parents, and students from kindergarten to college can find everything they need to succeed at Office Depot Office Max. With savings up to 60% on the company's best-selling school supplies through September 16th. And must-haves like Crayola products, spiral notebooks, composition books, and glue starting at just 50 cents, Office Depot Office Max is ready to kick the new school year into gear. Shoppers can get even more discounts and earn rewards towards future purchases with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership. Need your school supplies fast? Customers can take advantage of the company's free 20-minute in-store pickup or opt for same-day delivery for qualifying orders. Office Depot and Office Max stores are supporting hundreds of Title I public schools across the country with an in-store donation program. Make a donation at checkout to help a local school in your community get new supplies to create a more productive learning environment. Visit officedepot.com/backtoschool.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, the first black woman elected to statewide office in Virginia, talking about how her Christian faith, unwavering patriotism, and fervent commitment to conservative principles propelled her to serve and sacrifice for her country and a better future. In her new book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream, Lieutenant Governor, your story is so rich and seemingly consistent with the great stories that it seems that are exclusive to America. How many stories like yours that you read about and can relate to and just say, only in America where you would have this kind of freedom, right?
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I was just reading once again that even Barack Obama, and I'm quoting now, in his famous DNC speech back in 2004 when he was addressing the party, he said, "I stand here knowing that my story is part of the larger American story, that I owe a debt to all of those who came before me, and that in no other country on earth is my story even possible." That was, of course, wow, while he was still Senator Barack Obama. So even he recognizes, despite all he's saying now, that yes, I mean, there is no utopia, is there, Bill?
No, not that I'm aware of.
No. But America is the best we've got, and you don't see anybody trying to leave her. In fact, they're trying to break in because she's so great.
Yeah. So, well, in some cases of the border, Lieutenant Governor, you've got our president welding the doors open for people to come in, right?
You know, that, and his first job is to keep us safe. After all, he has a title also, Commander-in-Chief. Mm-hmm. And if a country is not safe, then we have no freedom. We have to be assured that when we leave our homes, or even as we are in our homes, that we're safe, that someone is coming to rescue us, and that's the president. And he has to make sure he knows who's coming into the country. After all, he's top law enforcement. But if he's not doing that, then of what good is it, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, in your book, How Sweet It Is, there's no denying your Christian faith. Your grandparents, I mean, you were raised a Christian. That has just been, I guess to quote Dianne Feinstein, that dogma runs deep in you, right?
Or as who is it? Was it Darth Vader who says the Force is deep?
Force is right, exactly.
Yeah. But listen, our country was started on faith. Just this morning, I was reading Ben Franklin, when they were trying to put the country together. You know, they were still the 13 independent colonies, and he was saying, you know, it's always good to go back to the foundations, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, and absolutely.
Yes, he said, in this assembly, they're all groping to try to find real political truth, and he says they're scarce able to distinguish it. This is Ben Franklin. And he says, we need to apply to the Father of Light to illuminate our understanding. In fact, we did that, he said, when we were fighting against Great Britain, when we knew there was danger. There was daily prayer, he said, in this room for divine protections, and our prayers were heard, he
said. Exactly.
But I love this part where he says, I've lived a long time, sir, and the longer I live, the more I understand convincing proofs that God governs in the affairs of men.
Amen.
There it is.
There it is right there. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I got to tell you, one of the things we've been saying repeatedly on this show is we need to return to first principles. And I know you can appreciate this with your father being a, you know, airplane mechanic.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mechanics understand first principles. And that's one of the things they do. There's a checklist to make sure that that plane is going to do what it's designed to do. And I think that this is what we've been devoid of in our country. And this is why first principles are so needed, is that we need to go back to the checklist and say, how are we doing with what our founding fathers had laid out for us based on Judeo-Christian principles? Because we know that when we have been faithful to those principles, as God told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And this country has not been doing right. It's not going well. We're in chaos. So the fruit of our choices is quite evident today, isn't it?
Well, we look at the fruits of our labor, and I would say it's our children. And when we look at our children, they seem to be just flailing about. The basics, they don't know. They don't know what a woman is. Are you kidding me? Mm. They don't understand that it's about country above self. They don't understand that there are sacrifices. And we've got to change the way that we're going, Bill. Otherwise, I just don't understand where we're going. And you know who doesn't have a problem with understanding basic stuff? That would be the Chinas of the world, the Russias, the North Koreas. They all understand, you know, that 2 + 2 has to equal 4. It doesn't equal something else because our children aren't getting it right. And unfortunately, that's where we are, and we've got to get our education system back. And I think one way to do that is through school choice.
I agree, and I think that you know, we look across this country, Lieutenant Governor, and so inspired about what happened in Virginia, and we want to, you know, continue to support and encourage, you know, those parents in your state and around the country who are mounting a defense, and not only a defense, but an offense against this movement, against our children. I mean, how can you stand in front of your daughter and tell your daughter you don't know that she is a woman, that she is not a female, that God didn't create her that way, that she should be confused, and that, you know, in the state that I was born and raised in, and some institutions there, they're now offering over 100 different gender choices. This is how insane this has become.
That's the right word for it. It's insanity. And here we have our children can't even buy or go see X-rated movies necessarily, unless they're of a certain age, and yet they can go check these books. Have you seen these books?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you seen how graphic and disgusting these books? And you're giving that to my teenager?
Exactly.
And now I'm trying to figure out why my teenager, I have to take them to the psychologist?
Yeah.
You know? So, no. We've turned things on their heads. Right is wrong and up is down and nothing makes sense anymore. And we've got to take it all back. And I think competition in our education system will do that, because what I'm saying is, you know, if you want to teach all that stuff, that's fine. Just give me my tax money and I will take my child elsewhere so that they will have a good foundation on which to build their life.
you know, like you said earlier, these educators are taking their children to some other place. You know, it's even like some of these entertainment figures, they don't even allow their kids to see their videos, but yet they will dump their disgusting videos upon our kids.
Well, this is it, you see, and then those of the celebrities who want to, who know, of course, that a woman is a woman and a man is a man, every time that they speak out, you saw Bette Midler when she spoke out about a woman being a woman. Oh, they came after her and she backtracked. And so did Macy Gray, the singer.
Yes.
And I see the rocker. I see him in my mind's eye, Alice Cooper. He's, you know, he was castigated and his makeup contract taken away because he said, no, women are women and men are men. And then they backtrack and apologize. Look. Aren't you rich enough that you don't have to backtrack, or
exactly.
Are the praises of men so important to you? I mean, that's what I would ask them.
Right, exactly. Lieutenant Governor, we've got two and a half minutes left here, and I want to talk to you about Donald Trump. After the midterms, you believed it was time for Trump to leave the stage. You saw the Trump factor, quote-unquote, as depleting then. In light of all the indictments and his consistent high polling, could he come back and win the nomination in general? Because winning in 2024 is, there's no other option. The mission is clear. Conservatives cannot lose, right?
Here's what we've always said, and you hear politicians saying it all the time, that this election is important. And then, of course, we get to the next election and we say this election is important. Right. Every election is important because it builds on the last one. Otherwise, we have to start all over again undoing what they did the last time, you see. And so that's why we have to keep winning. And all I'm saying is, you know, the Republican Party didn't die for me. So I have one God, right? And I have to make sure that the mission is important. So you have to win the general election. If you can't win the general, then all is for naught. That's not what this is. We have to win the general election.
We cannot lose sight of that.
We have Democrats and independents who are jumping over to our side because we don't have enough.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, there are some things strategically that must be done to preserve and protect the vote, which heretofore has been questionable. 1 minute left, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, your book, How Sweet It Is, Defending the American Dream. The big takeaway that you want your readers to take from your wonderful book and your story?
There's hope. There's always hope for America. Great leaders inspire hope. Don't let people pull us down. We have to have our children have an America that they're proud of. And we have to get them to understand that their job is to preserve America for the next generation. And with God as the guide, we can do that.
What you'll read in her book, too, is there's lots of little things that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has done. And it is amazing how the little things can grow into big things, right?
That's right. And I am not so special. You can do this, too. All I did was stay in school and study. And that means this is available to everybody because I wasn't even born here. America's a great country. Let's keep her.
Amen. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, her book, How Sweet It Is. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. God bless.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.